please turn in your Bibles, if you have them with you, to Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3, we will read the entire chapter for our New Testament scripture reading. Hear then the word of the Lord. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things on the earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you: sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, covetousness, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming. In these you too once walked when you were living in them, but now you must put them all away: anger, wrath, malice, slander, obscene talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator. Here there is not Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free, but Christ is all in all. So put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, patience, bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other as the Lord has forgiven you. As the Lord has forgiven you, so you almost must forgive. And above all these things, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you are called in one body. Be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Wives, submit to your husbands as is fitting in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives. Don't be harsh with them. Children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. Fathers, do not provoke your children, lest they become discouraged. Slaves, obey in everything those who are your earthly masters, not by way of eye service as people pleasers, but with sincerity of heart, fearing the Lord. Whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive an inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ, for the wrongdoer will be paid back for the wrong he has done, and there is no partiality. And so here ends the reading of the word of the Lord. Let us pray together. Our great God and Heavenly Father, who created the universe and all that is in it, you who govern it with the word of your power, and who will not allow one of his flock to be lost, we come to you this morning in this confidence. We confess, O God, we find ourselves in the midst of a nation turning away from the historically biblical foundation upon which our civilization has been built since the faithful pilgrims first determined to establish the city on a hill. As the kings and rulers of old, our cultural elites hate the implications of your sovereign rule, and in the words of the psalmist, are taking counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed one, saying, let us burst their bonds apart and cast away their cords from us. And yet, O God, we know that they plot in vain. You laugh at the foolishness of those who have exchanged the truth about God for a lie, and who prefer the worship of themselves and the worship and service of the creature rather than the Creator. You have made your decree plain, and you have exalted your King. You have given into his hands all power and authority among the nations. And so we pray this morning for our elected officials, many of whom would prefer to rule rather than serve. We pray that they would heed the warnings of Scripture. We pray that they would serve the Lord with reverent fear. And We pray that they would submit themselves to the royal Son of God, and in so doing, find the blessings that come to all who take refuge in them. Lord, we thank you for this church that you have in your divine providence raised as a witness to your grace. We pray for the teaching elder and the ruling elders. We pray for the deacons that you would bless them as they care and shepherd the flock of God, that they would exercise oversight because they are keen to serve as examples to the flock. Lord God, I pray that this church would humbly receive their authority, clothing themselves with humility as we relate to one another. For we know in so doing, Lord God, that we humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, who opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. O merciful Father, as you have commanded in your word through the pen of your apostle, we cast all of our anxieties upon you, knowing that you care for us. We pray for those who are sick, for those who need your healing, for those who need strength to sustain them through difficult times, for those who need grace and wisdom in family matters, for those who struggle with anger or depression or strong temptation. May we each know your grace and healing and strength. May we in your name resist our great enemy, the devil, who prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. May we all stand firm in our faith, confident that the God of grace himself will restore us, support us, strengthen us, and place us on a firm foundation and give peace to all who are in Christ. And it is in his name that we pray. Amen.